this show. All right, well, thanks. We'll talk to you later. Don't you just hate it when you just get one side of the phone conversation? Sitting in your favorite public transportation vehicle on your way to your favorite job. There, the person sits next to you, jabbering away on their cell phone, and you only hear one half of the conversation. Why doesn't somebody invent a telephone conversation other side snatcher? Something so that you can enjoy the other side of the conversation as well as this side.
Don't let them take you to the sugary.
Seems like an invention just waiting to happen, have huge demand. People would think twice about carrying on some irrelevant conversation in public. If they knew you were listening to both sides.
Could you give me your phone and would you mind? I could get somebody maybe to call you.
I'll call you back around midnight.
Operator, can you?
What time is your dinner time? I'll call you back then. Here I call. Right now.
Here to take your call, but leave me a message and I'll get back to you later on.
I understand.
Damn, I just hung up on myself.
What was that?
Yeah, Mom.
You got me.
I'm here. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Job. You're breaking up. Stop.
It's you a bad time.
No, I can't hear you. Hold on.
848-4425. You can call
in the 510 area code using the phone that you have right there.
Oh, sorry, you can become an active listener.
You there? Yeah, sorry. It's just
one who takes action. So true.
That's the wildest part about that phone. Whoa. Phone stuff is, the discussions are so stupid.
The faux phone? You mean the on-the-phone discussions?
Yeah, by the people who can do the phones.
I had a question.
You did? What did you do with it? Did you keep it, or did you lose it, or throw it away, or did you... What did you do with your question?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
You still have it?
Yeah. By the people who can do it.
Dial your operator.
I had a question.
Okay. What did you...
Did you keep it, or did you lose it, or throw it away, or did you...
You said you had it. You still got your question.
Wait, don't stop the tape now.
Electronic in the home.
Man, you're so lucky.
Oh, my. The Catholic Church wouldn't like it, though.
With Johnny Depp.
There's not much they like, though.
I don't think Mark Twain was particularly
something his church wouldn't like it.
No, we wouldn't like it.
There's not much they like either. But no. Ivan Stein
like
is
everything.
So rich now.
We like everything in the
He's super, super, super rich.
Because, it's important that there's at least one rich
subgenius. Because I was just going to say, because of that Petroni or whatever.
Of course, some of us subgeniuses are rich with subgenius friends.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And that's so great.
Only eight of our callers, I'm looking at the meter here, actually thought I was talking about money. Everybody else understood exactly what Philo was saying. We are rich in I don't, mine's blank here.
My mind's blank, too.
Good heavens, you're just fight.
My mind is not my mind.
I have one of those. Yeah, cool. So
that's it's why like by the time they realize some of that stuff, it was obsolete.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of is. I mean, it's what it feels like physically.
One thing that really bothers me about this week.
Yeah. Somebody figured it out, like, man, that would be cool. You know, I was just thinking about that lately. Well, I don't know.
I've always been driven to care about what the rest of the world thinks about me.
Yeah, we're so
don't
sensitive.
You? I'm so sensitive.
I know. It just hurts my feelings.
It hurts me, too, when they don't think I'm cool.
Wait. He's suicide man.
Yeah. I like it when they say he's cool.
I am.
He's built that way.
Very nice.
I'm impervious. I've heard it all.
JTFA, JTFA in Berkeley. And
I just want to be home with my
There you go.
All right.
Good night, gentlemen.
Thank you.